This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Election Commission starts printing ballot papers for upcoming local level elections. Supply of petroleum products eases in local markets following agreement between protesting petroleum entrepreneurs and Nepal Oil Corporation. Nepal wins title of Tri-Nation T20 Series, defeating Papua New Guinea. And Sri Lankan President Gotabaya Rajapaksa calls for unity government after cabinet ministers resign. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission has initiated the work of printing ballot papers for the upcoming local level elections from today. Organizing a press conference today, Election Commission spokesperson Saligram Sarma Puriel said a total of 19,400,000 copies of ballot papers having 77 types would be printed for the local level elections. Spokesperson Puriel added that the printing of ballot papers in the remote districts had been prioritized. The supply of petroleum products in the local markets has eased following an agreement between the protesting petroleum entrepreneurs and the Nepal Oil Corporation. Government petrol stations across the country were jam-packed after the private petrol stations halted picking up petroleum products from the Nepal Oil Corporation, creating shortages of fuels. The Nepal Petroleum Dealers National Association protested the decision of the Oil Corporation not to increase the commission amounts to be received by the private petrol stations, citing huge losses. As per the agreement, a decision on the commission amounts and the supply of LP gas would be taken within 7 days, and other demands of the association would be addressed by the 29th of May. Historic Kathmandu Temple has been opened to the public from today following its reconstruction. President Vidyadevi Bhandari inaugurated the historic temple amidst a function today that was damaged by the 2015 earthquake. President Bhandari displayed a key of the temple to mark its formal reopening. The key was presented to the president by Kathmandu Metropolis Mayor Bidya Sundar Sakya to mark the launch of the opening of the temple for the public. On the occasion, the president expressed that historic heritages like Kathmandu would have significant roles in promoting domestic and external tourism. Kathmandu is a historic monument in the World Heritage List. It was supposedly built in the 7th century. Home Minister Balakrishna Khand has said the ruling alliance was formed for lasting peace in the country. Concluding the 8th Tonu Festival organized by Tonu Chamber of Commerce and Industry today, Home Minister Khand clarified that the incumbent alliance was formed with the purpose of safeguarding the constitution and democratic achievements. Home Minister Khand also stated that the government was serious about promoting the industries. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Devendra Puriel says technical education will be expanded to all 753 local levels. Education Minister Puriel said schools providing technical education would be established as model schools and technical courses would be added to the rest of the local levels. Addressing an interaction program on quality education at Sunwal Municipality in Nawalparasi West today, the Education Minister said the technical education was going to be expanded to relate education with skills. He said the government was being effortful for educational quality enhancement by bringing legal and infrastructural reforms. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
श्रम ऐन 2074 को पालना गरौं। श्रमिक आपूर्तिकर्ता र रोजगारदाता सजग बनौं।
नेपाल सरकार श्रम रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय।
सादा खाना 100 रुपियाँ, मटन खाना 200 रुपियाँ।
ओए
मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नुपर्ने होइन र?
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Nepal has won the title of Tri-Nation T20 International Cricket Series, defeating Papua New Guinea by 50 runs in the final match. In the match held at TU Cricket Ground today, Papua New Guinea decided to field first after winning the toss. Nepal scored 168 runs for the loss of 6 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Deepinder Singh Ayuri scored the highest 54 runs for the Nepali team. Chasing the target of 169 runs, Papua New Guinea was limited to 118 runs on the board, with losing all wickets. Sese Bau collected highest 59 runs for the Papua New Guinea team. On the bowling side, Deepinder Singh Ayuri took 4 wickets, while Karan Kesey took 3 wickets and captain Sandeep Lamithane took 2 wickets. Ayuri was announced the player of the match for his 54 runs and 4 wickets. Ayuri was also announced the player of the match. He was on the Player of the Series award for scoring 255 runs and taking 7 wickets in the five games during the tournament. He also became the first Nepali player to score 1,000 runs in T20 international cricket. Nepal, Papua New Guinea and Malaysia participated in the Tri-Nation T20 Series. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Sri Lankan President Gotabaya Rajapaksa has called for a unity government to deal with the country's economic crisis as the cabinet ministers and the central bank governor resign from their posts. He has also dropped his brother Basil Rajapaksa as finance minister after calling for unity government as protest against an economic crisis persist and cracks emerge in the ruling coalition. Sri Lanka is struggling to pay for imports of fuel and other goods due to a scarcity of foreign exchange, leading to hours-long power cuts and shortages of daily essentials. Street protests against the government continued today as well, with crowds gathering in several towns, including in southern Tenggali. Russia has rejected accusations that its forces were responsible for killing civilians in the Ukrainian city of Bucha. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has dismissed Ukraine's accusations that Moscow's forces committed atrocities against civilians. He termed Kyiv's claim of a massacre in Bucha a state-managed anti-Russian provocation. Ukrainian authorities said on Sunday that they were investigating possible war crimes, while Western leaders condemned the killings. Meantime, the UN Human Rights Office says it has verified 1,417 civilian deaths in Ukraine, but says the actual toll is considerably higher, as figures from other areas such as Mariupol and Irpin are yet to be documented. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gondagi Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Isolated brief rain or thunderstorms are also likely to occur at one or two places in Province 1 and Gondagi Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Election Commission starts printing ballot papers for upcoming local-level elections. Supply of petroleum products eases in local markets following agreement between protesting petroleum entrepreneurs and Nepal Oil Corporation. Nepal wins title of Tri-Nation T20 Series, defeating Papua New Guinea. And Sri Lankan President Gotabaya Rajapaksa calls for unity government after cabinet ministers resign. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.